Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. Let us open with some quotes surrounding the topic of dystopia. It was a bright, cold day in April, and the clocks were striking 13. George Orwell. Is it better for a man to have chosen evil than to have good imposed upon him? This was written by Anthony Burgess, A Clockwork Orange. Every faction conditions its members to think and act a certain way. And most people do it. For most people, it's not hard to learn to find a pattern of thought that works and stay that way. But our minds move in a dozen different directions. We can't be confined to one way of thinking, and that terrifies our leaders. It means we can't be controlled, and it means that no matter what they do, we will always cause trouble for them. This was written by Veronica Roth from Divergent. What have we to say concerning the topic of mind control? That so many people think is conspiracy theory, not comprehending that the phrase conspiracy theory was programmed into their conscious and subconscious by the Central Intelligence Agency themselves. People just go along and quote and say what they hear others say. They are conditioned and programmed. They are under a spell. They are under mind control. They are under thought control. Even their creativity is within the confines that was set and the boundaries that were set and the fences that were laid around their mental space. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Who said that? None other than Edward Bernays. I'll repeat that again. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Rule your mind, or it will rule you. Horace said this. Rule your mind, or it will rule you. But the question is, who is programming your mind? Who is conditioning your mind? Who is psychologically molding and shaping and crafting your mind? Who is it that is constructing and building mental structures within your mind? Who is it that is influencing and controlling and censoring any and everything that emanates forth from your mental faculties? Who is it? Until you realize how easy it is for your mind to be manipulated, you will remain the puppet of someone else's game. Evita Okel said this. Until you realize how easy it is for your mind to be manipulated, you will remain the puppet of someone else's game. What have we to say concerning propaganda? Propaganda does not deceive people. It merely helps them to deceive themselves. I repeat, propaganda does not deceive people. It merely helps and assists them in deceiving themselves. By the skillful and sustained use of propaganda, one can make a people see even heaven as hell, or an extremely wretched life as paradise. Who said that? The Ashkenazim himself, Adolf Schicklgruber, whom you know as Hitler. The one who also had Jewish ancestry. But Jewish ancestry is nothing more than European, Japhethic, Ashkenazic ancestry. And this lends to this very next quote. It's important that you understand the true history of a people, of yourself and your people. And when you're ready, you can study and learn and seek for the truth about other people. The most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history. Who said that? My boy George Orwell said that. The most effective way to destroy people is to deny, and not only deny, but also obliterate, destroy, deconstruct, confuse, mangle, butcher, mar, scar, tear, fracture, obfuscate, manipulate their own understanding of their own history. That is one of the most effective ways to destroy a people. Destroy their identity. Muddy up their identity. Estrange them from their historical legacy, heritage, culture, family tree, genealogy. You see, if people did real research, if they conducted forensic research, if they actually picked up the book called the Bible and read it from cover to cover and triangulated upon all the peoples mentioned in the book and broke down forensically and examined thoroughly the origins of all the peoples, you would scholastically, academically, linguistically, historiologically, you would, every instrument, tool, and apparatus of research at your disposal would lead you to one thing. And that one thing is the fact that you've been lied to. You've been lied to about who people are, where they come from, and who they are today. And of course, one of the greatest examples of this is a group of individuals whom Western society, because no one else in the world accepts this particular group of individuals as who they're being declared to be. No one else accepts them as that anywhere else in the world, but in the ignorant, untrained, unskilled West. Like I said, George Orwell said, the most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history. This is why now we have all this garbage concerning anti-Semitism, when the people that are crying anti-Semitism are not Semitic at all, ethnically, religiously, or any other manner in which can be said. There is no manner in which it can be said that this particular group of individuals is Semitic, because they're not. They themselves have proclaimed to you and left you breadcrumbs to figure out the fact that they are from Ashkenaz. And even still, the mentally ill, the mentally programmed, the mind-controlled individuals don't know how to accept the truth that is right in front of their face. They must stick with the programming that they've been given by the state. They must stick with the narrative that has been given to them and whispered into their ear by the serpent. Walter Lippmann said on the shaping of public opinion, for the most part, we do not first see and then define. We define first and then we see. You need to figure out who has been defining things for you. Because the definition of Shem is not what you have been told. Now you are seeing something that don't even exist, because you allowed a liar to define those things that you see for you. Where all think alike, no one thinks very much. Who said that? Walter Lippmann, one of the shapers and molders of public opinion. Where all think alike, where all think alike, no one thinks very much at all. In this society, you have to be politically correct. Am I incorrect? You must stay within the confines and the box of political correctness. If you step out, you'll be demonized. You'll be scourged. You'll be canceled. And in some cases, you may be unalived. Again, Edward Bernays said, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society, meaning that democratic society is not a society that vibrates and moves in freedom. They do not actuate Freiheit, freedom. Neither do they actuate and live out and live in Wahrheit, truth. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Universal literacy was supposed to educate the common man to control his environment. Once he could read and write, he would have a mind fit to rule. But what happens when what you read and what you write has been fixed for you by your enemy? Fixed for you by the one whom you deem to be your superior. What a sad state of affairs that is. Today we now call them social engineers. Concerning the impact of science on society, by one of my good old intellectual pals, Bertrand Russell, Aristotle maintained that women have fewer teeth than men. Although he was twice married, it never occurred to him to verify this statement by examining his wives' mouths. Like the book of Proverbs says from the Bible, a fool sounds great, sounds amazing, sounds believable, until he is cross-examined. Even a fool looks wise when he keeps his mouth shut. It is not until he opens his mouth and reveals that which was within that you come to realize and discern that he's a fool, a dullard. Bertrand Russell said, "It is not my prayer in humility that you cause things to go as you wish, but by acquiring a knowledge of natural laws." Plato said, "One of the penalties for refusing to participate in politics is that you end up being governed by your inferiors." Interesting statement by Plato. However, it's even more complex than that now. We'll discuss how so later. Plato said, "The measure of a man is what he does with power." So if that's the case, then we've not had many real men in the earth lately. There's not one man in power today that we know of who actually works and uses all of his energy to actuate and exact righteousness to the people, to the populace. The world is governed by darkness. The world is governed by deception, deceit, witchcraft, sorcery, manipulation. We have to be mindful of this. Now, as we come towards a close on this particular subject for today, this is just a small intelligence session, just food for thought. For the international aspirants, Bertrand Russell also said, "The whole problem with the world is that fools and fanatics are always so certain of themselves, and wiser people so full of doubts." He's correct about that. War does not determine who is right. It only determines who is left. I said war does not determine who is right, but only who is left. Bertrand Russell also said, "To fear love is to fear life. And those who fear life are already three parts dead." Here's a scary statement that Mr. Bertrand Russell said. "One of the symptoms of an approaching nervous breakdown is the belief that one's work is terribly important." Well, Yeshua said the work of God is to believe and trust on whom he has sent, meaning trust what he has told you. Because what he has told you comes from who? The Father who sent him. The words of eternal life. "Man shall not live by bread and water alone, but by the words of the Most High." The last statement for today, Aldous Huxley. "Facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored." I said, facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored. Facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored. People ignored all the facts that we presented about the COVID-19 agenda, the program, the pharmaceutical salvation, which turns out to be a bioweapon, which turns out to be a instrument of death, an apparatus of depopulation. I laid out the facts from variegated, professional, critically acclaimed, peer-reviewed, scientific journals and literature, medical journals and literature, chemical journals and literature, physics journals and literature, etc., 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 etc. And we will continue to bring you the highest form of academia in the world. So that you don't have to walk around in darkness. The only science that I'm going to trust is the science of God.